My mic sounds nice. 1, 2, 1, 2. Good morning. This is Khadijah Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. I am your host. I pray that you enjoy the upcoming episode. My goal is to enlighten, to instruct, to give you my Kit Kat Moments, but above all, to point you in the direction of Abba Father so that you seek His face. That truly is my assignment. So enjoy the episode, and we will talk soon. Good morning, Khadijah here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And yes, it is O'Doc 30 in the morning, and I've been up for a while. And I've been talking to Abba, Father, Jehovah, about some things. And I checked my emails, you know, did the normal stuff that we have found necessary, or think we have found necessary to do. And there's something that I want to share that has been on my heart for a long time. Now, we're in the month of June. We are halfway through this 2021. Everything is opening up. The sun is shining bright and people are removing masks and traveling again, trying to get back to what they call normal. And so there are a lot of Facebook quotes and a lot of people spouting out words of wisdom. There are a lot of people quoting scriptures. I don't mind you quoting scriptures. I don't mind you sharing the word of God. But please, please do not and stop immediately sharing scriptures out of context. Stop sharing scriptures that prove your point and you only quoted half of the scripture. We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved, workmen needing not be ashamed. We are supposed to speak the words that God has placed in our mouth, not proving our point. And stop speaking words of prosperity, things that we sound like we can do on our own. Because truth be told, we are nothing without Abba Father. He's the air we breathe. He's our going and our coming. He's Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He spoke heaven and earth into existence, and then He molded us because He is the potter and we are the clay. He molded us and fashioned us out after His own heart. And then He breathed upon us and blew into our nostrils the breath of life, His ruha, His spirit. So when we quote His word out of context and make it sound like we are doing stuff on our own, shame on you. And another thing. Just because a quote sounds good and just because it titillates our senses and satisfies our itching ears, check the scriptures. If they are quoting scriptures, check them for yourself. Because when you check them and you read them in context, it just might not be saying what you said that it says, or what the speaker or the person that wrote the text is saying. It's simply picking out words to prove their point. Now, we as believers, we as the ecclesia of the Most High God, are supposed to know His word. That's why we study. That's why we go into our secret place and allow Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. We're in 2021. We have been through our most hellacious 2020. And As I said before, and I will continue to say, we are not going to get back to church as usual or to our quote, what we perceive as normal. The only normal is God's normal. And we as believers shall be emphasizing that it is God's appointed time, that we need to keep our ear to his mouth to make sure that we are speaking and spreading the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. And we as his people should to turn from our ways. Because it's time out for playing church. It's time out for doing it the old way. It didn't work then, and it won't work now. And you know, as always, I'm Khadijah, KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny. And I love you with the love of Christ. That's why I speak truth. There will be no sugar on these lips. I will not give you the fluff or the hype, because God does not need another hype man with a mic in their hand. So, enjoy the rest of your week. I pray that you have a God-fantastic week. I love you with the love of Christ. There is, and I promise you, there is nothing that you can do about it. Shalom.